For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply. Not available in all states.
Hey, homeowners, can I get a minute of your time? If you need cash but don't want another loan, I've got the perfect solution. You can access up to $500,000 of your home's equity without monthly payments or interest ever with Unlock. This isn't a loan. It's a home equity agreement. With Unlock, you may qualify for cash today in exchange for a share of your home's future value. No debt, no extra bills, just financial flexibility on your terms. Use the money however you want. Home improvements, paying off debt, investing, or boosting your retirement savings. Unlike HELOCs, home equity loans, or cash out refis, there are no monthly payments. No stress. You've built this equity. Now it's time to use it. Go to unlock.com for more information.
Don't wait. Call 888-780-6854 to unlock the equity in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Call 888-780-6854, 888-780-6854, or visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com for more information.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Because either you don't like them.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
They make you uncomfortable, whatever the case may be.
I feel like there's always that one creepy uncle in the family.
Always. There always has to be.
Trying to figure out if that's me.
No, if you don't know, it probably is.
Probably. I think I might be that guy.
That's so tough. And then we'll do a big story of the day. And yes, like Moose mentioned just a few minutes prior, it is tax day. Taxes are due. What does that mean, though? What does that mean? Like, if they're not in today, you're going to jail for tax evasion? What's going on? We'll have the man, the myth, the legend, my father, Toddy, on to explain what that all means. Because when it comes to him and his taxes, not to throw him under the bus, but he doesn't pay those bad boys till October.
No, he doesn't. If anyone has any loopholes, it's this guy. We'll talk to Hot Toddy coming up at 7:40 this morning. And then it's an all-new Parental Confidential at 8:10. We got a message from a listener. We'll call Julie. She says she has to break some heavy news to the guy. She's been dating for 2 months, has no idea how to do it. We told her we would be happy to share her dilemma to see who else has been in her shoes and might be able to offer any help. But long story short, she finds out she's pregnant. He has a kid already. She has a child already.
Messy.
This is really, and according to her, she was on some sort of birth control. So this is going to be really tough breaking the news. But I told her, we'll air it, but his response is going to be really telling for you on if this is somebody that's going to be in the long haul with you.
Right.
You know what I mean? So we'll get to that heavy message coming up at 8:10, and then we'll get to all of your unpopular opinions for everyone's favorite segment at 8:40. There, I said it.
Yes. And then in the 9 o'clock hour, I feel like there's a lot of next to impossible tasks here in the 585. And this is definitely one of them. With as unpredictable as the weather really is, I'm having a really hard time doing this one thing, and it's frustrating me. I can't figure out how and when I'm going to execute this, because one day it was 70 degrees yesterday, and tomorrow it'll probably be blizzarding, whiteout conditions. So we'll talk about it, but the weather is a little finicky, and it's affecting this one thing. I'm sure there's more, but for me personally, I'm not having it. Then we'll get to Breezy's big movie review. We're going to be doing Easter Sunday, Joe Coy's movie. Really, just such a great film.
glad you liked it. I've been picking the classics lately. Really,
this came out like last year. And then we'll get into more Easter chat and wrap it up with a beautiful little bow and send it off to the Easter Bunny.
Thank you guys for tuning in this morning. You can download that free Odyssey app, stream us live this morning. We got the Vibe Check coming up next on PXY Morning. Stay there.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY. You know, it's sometimes cynical and negative world. 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in. It's Tuesday. It's Moose. It's Breezy. And we're just...
checking it.
On those delicious vibes. A lot of our friends are knocking at the door this morning. 585-252-9800. Breeze?
Let's let them in. Let's party. Let's open the floodgates.
Let's party.
Period. All right, who is here? Good morning, guys. I have good feels today because today is my Friday. Oh my God, it's Tuesday.
I know.
Jealous.
Good for you.
Jealous. All right, pop off.
That's what's up.
Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. My vibes are pretty low today. Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
My best friend's son was killed in a motorcycle accident on Sunday.
Oh no, I heard about that.
20 years young.
Oh, so sorry to hear that.
Oh, if possible, could you play a song for him? We'll get back to you on that one. Have a great day, you guys. Oh, so sorry, Amy.
It's tragic.
It's very tragic. All right, let's get those vibes back up, shall we? Melissa's here. She says, good morning. Feeling good this morning because I just did a deep spring clean on my place last night and I feel amazing.
Got it. You got to clean the baseboards. I mean, that's what it is.
Get rid of all that stuff that you don't need anymore.
That's me on the daily basis. I feel that way every single day. Every day is a spring cleaning.
Wow. And I don't think even though it's a spring clean. I think it's just a clean.
Even in the middle of winter. Got to get that cleaning done.
You get rid of things, though?
Yeah. I mean, it's not like I'm carrying out two full bags of, you know, garbage bags to donate, which I have done typically, but it's nice when you go through and get rid of stuff you haven't used in a year.
Yeah.
It's like
what's spring cleaning.
What's the point of keeping it?
Absolutely. Vibes?
Vibes are pretty good this Tuesday morning. Yeah, I got a good workout in yesterday. I made dinner. And tonight I'm going to be guest bartending with some of my friends. I know the guys from M80, that, cover band. They're going to be there. Rich Eyed. We're going to be at Tin Cup between 5 and 8, to help out our friends.
When's your specific slot though?
6:30 to 7.
Oh, it's 6:30 to 7. Okay.
I'm going to show up at 6, but I'll be behind the bar from 6:30 to 7.
Perfect. I'll gather all the girlies. We'll head over.
Yeah, stop by. I'll make you guys a mediocre espresso martini.
I don't know if I trust that. I think I'll just have the professionals stick to it.
Well, hold on a second.
I saw you design one on Saturday. It was not good.
I'm just saying it's one of the specialties tonight on the menu.
Yeah, it's the specialty every night. It's the best espresso martini ever. It's so good. It's one of the best in town. And I would know. I'm an espresso martini connoisseur.
Yeah. But, I mean, Equicenter is a great organization. Yeah. So I was basically talking to a friend last night, and I haven't done much work with them, but they're a huge nonprofit where they offer therapeutic horseback riding.
Love.
To, like, veterans or people with disabilities, stuff like that. It's extremely therapeutic. But
can be very helpful.
Yeah. So we're going to raise some money for them tonight at Tin Cup between 5 and 8 o'clock in Fairport, if you guys want to step
I got up. Bucked off a horse once, so it's really tough.
How old were you?
I think I was, like, middle school or high school.
Okay, so this wasn't recently.
It wasn't great. It wasn't great. But you guys won't have that experience, I'm sure of it. These horses are probably way better trained.
Yeah, well, horses are really good at picking up on vibes.
Yeah.
If they don't like you, they'll tell you.
They're literally curb stomping me. So. My vibes are great. I started a new show last night, and I'm obsessed.
Hulu?
No, it's Apple.
Oh, which one is it?
The Morning Show.
You just started that?
I've never seen it.
That's a good show. Steve Carell.
Wait. Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston.
I can't wait. Episode 3 seasons. I just feel rejuvenated.
Yeah, that's a great show.
So
Apple has some great shows.
We're like against the clock because we only have like 3 months of it, like a free trial type thing.
Yeah.
So
against the clock.
Can we do it? We'll see.
Yeah, I watched a little Black Mirror last night. That show on Netflix. I know some of you are big fans. They released season 7 last Thursday, and it's
I'm never got.
It's
into
heavy.
It.
There's
never
some episodes.
Yeah, it.
Some episodes
makes
are
me
heavy.
Feel very sad.
Yeah, there's some episodes are pretty heavy. I think that's why I like it.
The one where the guy screwed a pig. I'm just not into it.
Yeah, well, these things.
Not into it. Our new intern's like, what?
Yeah, let's say hi to her real quick. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself? We have an intern here this morning who's shadowing us from Mercy High School, Sabrina.
Hey, everybody. I'm Sabrina, and I'm a senior from Our Lady of Mercy.
Woo! How did you end up here?
It's like, you willingly wanted to come in and sit in with us, yes?
Yes. Well, I mean, it's very interesting, like, talk about radio show. And there's this movie I was interested in as a kid. What's it called? Radio Rebel.
No, I don't know.
We need to review that.
Yeah, I'm not sure
Never
what that
seen
is.
Never seen it.
Oh. And it's about a bunch of people working at a radio station?
No, it's about this one girl. She has, like, a radio station that's very popular. And she ends up getting caught by her school, and for some reason, they don't like it, so she gets in trouble. But then everybody's like, I'm Radio Rebel. No, I'm Radio Rebel.
Oh.
And it's like the community thing.
I see.
Well, I got to watch that tonight.
It's your last. You got, another month? 2 months before you graduate.
Yeah.
And then you're on.
It's pretty soon.
You go into the real world.
Yeah.
And I want to let you know it's not all that it's cracked up to be.
Yeah, hang on to that youth as long as you can.
It's the worst show they possibly could have paired you up with.
She's only here for a day, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so. Thanks so much for sitting in this morning. We appreciate you having here. Coming up, we're going to share with you guys the big story of the day. I witnessed a robbery.
What else is new? That's just a Tuesday.
I'll tell you guys what happened at the Key Bank Center, or just Key Bank, at inside Bausch & Lomb building yesterday. Which, by the way, didn't even know there was a bank in there.
I was like, why are you in Buffalo? There's a bank in there.
This place has everything. We'll talk about that coming up next on PXY Mornings. Stay there.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of PXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
Lady Gaga and PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy. Yesterday, with the weather being so nice, and it was, I did an afternoon walk around the city. And I usually walk past the Bausch & Lomb building near Court Street. Guy comes running out of the building, runs up the street. And I jokingly and casually say to myself, guy must be robbing the place. Sure enough, I come in, read the news this morning. That's exactly what happened.
He robbed the joint.
This guy. A man was arrested after a bank robbery at Key Bank inside the Bausch & Lomb Plaza Monday afternoon. This was around 3 p.m.
Moose was like, I was laughing the whole way home.
I was like, I didn't know there was a Key Bank in that building. I had no idea.
Yeah.
A suspect entered the Key Bank, demanded cash. Police say he allegedly threatened that he had a gun, although he never displayed one. But after the suspect received an undisclosed amount of cash, he ran out of the building on foot, according to police. Now, fast forward, later on that day, officers find the guy who matched the description, the bank robber, in the area of St. Paul and Mortimer Street. Police arrested 57-year-old Terry Williams, who is currently homeless, and he's been charged with robbery and is going to be arraigned in Rochester City Court. And I couldn't believe it. I'm like, you know,
how can you not believe it? I feel like this happens every other day now. I feel like people are like so okay with robbing things. Like, we just reported the one in intern Joe's bank got absolutely robbed.
Well, Yeah, M&T Bank in Brockport there. I feel like that was a different circumstance. The guy stole almost $500,000, which they did recover. When you're homeless, you don't have much to lose at that point. And I feel like, and I'm not saying that this is the case, but there have been incidents where a homeless guy would do something like this, maybe not rob a bank, but he sure would break the law just so he could have a place to sleep and get a meal.
Yeah.
That's a possibility. You know, because you'll, when you got nothing to lose, you'll do some crazy stuff. Right. I was just shocked that I happened to see it happen yesterday. And you know me, I always thought of myself as, what would I do in a situation where I found myself in a predicament where some place was getting robbed? We all know what happened at the CVS on Park Ave. I don't need to keep telling that story.
He held the door for the guy.
It didn't go like I thought it would, the way I planned it out in my head. Let's just say that. But you never know what you would do in a situation like that.
Absolutely not.
Coming up on the show, why don't adults do this anymore with one another? I started a group text yesterday with some of my guy friends to ask them if they would be down to do this one activity this weekend. Of course, some of them had to make it weird, but there was a couple who were very excited about it. I'm just wondering how many other people do this with their friends still. We'll tell you what it is coming up next. Peaks White Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. 585-252-9800 to call or text. And of course, you can download us and listen live on that free Odyssey app. So I have to talk about this, and not in a sexual way, but is there anyone who has adult sleepovers? You get together with your adult friends, you hang out, maybe you drink together, maybe you watch a couple movies, and then, I don't know, everyone goes to sleep, you wake up and you have breakfast together. Because I'm always down for a sleepover. My buddy Dave and I, we had a sleepover 6 months ago. And I enjoy going over there because we'll play like video games, we'll drink, and his wife always comes into the room and says, Moose, can I make up the guest room for you? I'm like, yeah, of course. But she doesn't half-ass it. She'll put out like a diffuser. She'll put a nice oil in it to help me sleep. It's like a hotel.
He also lives like kind of far away.
Well, he's in Farmington.
Yeah, from the city. It's like...
And also...
If you're drinking and, you know, hanging and it's late and there's deer on the road. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's so comfortable. Not to mention they don't have kids. So it's not like I have to share a room with anyone. But I told my brother I had to sleep over at my buddy Dave's house, and he thought it was the strangest thing.
Yeah. At 40, I mean...
I think secretly he's jealous of all the free time I have that he will never admit to, but I think he's a little jealous. And I was wondering if anyone else does this, because my two buddies both have kids who are off from school this week, as you know, and their wives took the kids to Florida. So I started a group text, and I said, guys... do you know what we should do? And they're like, what? I was like, we should have a sleepover Friday night. Just the guys. My one buddy sends a text back and says,
you need help.
Yeah, that sounds fun, but I'm not sure how to explain that to my wife. I was like, just tell her you got plans. Tell her we're going to watch some movies. We're going to hang. We're going to have breakfast in the morning. And he texts back and goes, I mean, why can't everyone just like come over and then leave?
Right.
I said, because that defeats the purpose, Stephen. Not to mention, I think what's really going on is because he's 49, I think he has something going on with his prostate.
Oh my God.
So
you're like, and I want to find out. That's why we're doing a sleepover. No.
I just think he might be embarrassed if we hear him constantly waking up to go run to the bathroom at night. But
that's a very outlandish take.
Well, I think that's what it might be.
I think sleepovers past the age of like college, maybe right after college era, is unacceptable.
I disagree.
If I'm being honest.
Would you guys ever do this? Spend a night with your friends as grown adults? Like a nighttime play date. That's what it is. I feel like women do this all the time. Is that safe to say?
The only way I'm doing this is if I'm hours and hours and hours away from home and I'm staying with you for a trip or something along those lines. But when it comes to me, I love my bed. I love being in the bed. I love my sheets. I love my comforter.
Fine.
I love sprawling. I don't like sleeping with other people. I barely like sleeping with my girlfriend.
Oh, I'm sure she loves that. You guys are...
She
you guys have a magical relationship. But what about all your friends that come over and hang at your place? Because I know this happens too. Like Friday nights, they don't spend the night.
Never.
What?
Never. We first of all, we're hanging at my parents, and everybody lives 2 minutes down the road from one another.
That's perfect.
And the only way I would even be like quasi okay with this is if they stayed the night because they were drinking or whatever the case may be. They have their own bed, they have their own situation, and I'm not even a part of it.
Yeah, listen, I've never had a bad experience. I did this as a kid growing up, had the most fun sleepovers. Okay. And now
I think we all did.
Yeah, but like why?
The sun has to set somewhere.
Why?
Because it's
not to mention I'm giving my buddies a break here. You know what I mean?
Are they sleeping at your house?
No.
You're like, no, not at all.
See, the reason
I'm inviting myself over to theirs. That's what's happening here.
Well, the reason I want my buddy to host too is his basement is perfect. He's got an 80-inch TV. His kid's Xbox is hooked up to the TV. It's comfortable down there. The whole basement's remodeled. It's one thing to like drink too much and then like, oh, I can't drive. I'm going to pass out. That's fine. That's called being safe. I want to make a plan, though, where my buddies and I, we like bring our own pillow or toothbrush. Let's make a plan to have a play date at night. You know, granted, my other brother's 51, but he sounded excited about the idea. I think he needs just an escape.
Yeah, but he's just trying to get away from his wife, and everybody knows that.
Well, they're in Florida, so kudos to him. Let's get to some of your texts.
And what did the person who you asked to host this say?
Well, he was the one that was like, what am I supposed to say to my wife? I was like, tell me, guys are coming over. Just going to hang. I don't think she would mind at all. You know, it's better than us running the streets.
My sister-in-law lives in Pennsylvania and she has a group of friends every couple of months. They all get together at someone's house, watch movies, eat junk food, enjoy some wine, and they all crash. They get up the next morning, have breakfast, and they have a great time.
That's what I want.
I do this too. But
that's what I want.
We don't need to be.
That's all I want. Ben says, I once drunkenly walked 4 miles home just from my own bed at around 3:30 a.m. There wasn't a single moment on that walk that I regretted my choice to leave and go home to my bed.
Not even remotely. There is nothing like crawling into your own bed after a long day of whether it be hard, the challenging days, or just like very fun days. The one consistent thing in my life is my bed.
Yeah, that's
and
fine,
I need her.
I also enjoy like hotel beds too. Like if I'm in a nice hotel, those beds are very comfortable. I love getting into those beds too.
Who knows what kind of bacteria is growing in those mattresses? Tyler from Webster is here. Sleepovers are cool, even as adults. But yes, Breeze, I get wanting to be in your own bed.
Moose, it's one thing to get drunk and pass out, but to plan and actually sleep over with friends as grown-ass men, it's kind of odd. I disagree. Guys, me and my girls do this all the time. When a close friend was going through a divorce, she would come over a few nights a week. We would watch movies, drink wine, talk all night. It was the absolute best. And yes, we were in our mid-30s, but so much fun. This is what I'm talking about.
Don't get it twisted. I mean, I do my girls' nights every Friday.
No, I know.
And we are up gabbing until latest is like 12. But leaving and going to my own bed, amazing. Love that moment for us.
Moose, I would come over, but I'm not going to spend the night. Well, that doesn't count. You can't come over.
Not that you're inviting anyone over anyways, because you're actively
I want to do this
asking
with friends.
Somebody if you can use their house to host an adult sleepover. And he's like, wait, what?
It only makes sense when you have a 5-bedroom house. I have a 1-bedroom apartment. What am I hosting for? That
really
doesn't make any sense.
If you really want to do it, you'll send it.
Yeah, I know, but that's their basement.
Everyone can get sleeping bags. See, that's the thing. It's like, would you do this if there was sleeping bags involved? Like, you really going to rough it like you did as a child?
Oh, I mean, I don't think that's... If we needed to bring a sleeping bag, I've never owned one in my life, but also wouldn't have to. They have all these guest bedrooms. They have an awesome couch in the basement that pulls out into a bed.
If you were to do it at your place,
right?
Would you suggest, hey, I'll be in my bed, someone can sleep with me, and then two people can grab the couch, then one person's going to need to grab an air mattress or a sleeping bag?
Guys don't share a bed.
Sleepovers used to be.
No, I never slept with my buddy in the same bed growing up. You get the couch or you get the floor. But I have plenty of extra pillows and comforters.
You're not committed to the bit, and it shows.
No, it's just, you know, there's other options. That's all I'm saying. Then this person says, I absolutely want friends to come over and hang, but I want them to leave.
100%. Yeah. Time to leave. Thank you so much.
I'm bringing the adult sleepovers back, okay? And if you guys, if you want in, you know the number. Just hit me up, all right? Breezy? Eventually, you and I, we're going to have an adult sleepover.
That's not happening. No, thank you.
98 PXY.